This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
And good afternoon, everybody. Dan Muir here in for Scott Whatley, and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. For this segment, I have got Neil Priester from Enchanted Kitchens. Along with him is his designer, Jacqueline Durant. Hi, Jacqueline.
Hi.
Welcome to Haystack. Neil, welcome back to Haystack.
Hey, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing good. So what is, let's talk about kitchens. And let's talk about, designing kitchens, new kitchens, these kinds of things. Who would be your ideal customer? Who's the person that would really fit into Enchanted Kitchens?
Well, that's a good question. Yeah. Somebody has a need first off.
Right.
And that's a pretty broad spectrum. There's a lot of old homes in Denver that need some loving. Somebody that's a foodie is a good candidate.
Ooh.
That really likes spending time in the kitchen, because then we can really bring our wares to show. And somebody that maybe has an old kitchen that doesn't function real well for them, that really hates their kitchen, that's a good customer. But we bring a lot of value to the process, and so it helps to be with people that understand what we offer. And
well, the kitchen has really become the gathering place now. Everybody seems to want to gather around the kitchen. People have put in now stools and bar type things and big counters and big tables. And it just really seems to be the place where people come in because, especially if you're part of my family, we like to eat all the time.
Yeah.
And we like to munch, and it's just right there. And then sometimes you might be playing cards, or even people nowadays, especially working from home, kids may be doing their schooling in the kitchen. Parents may be working from the kitchen. So it's really become a big part of the main focal point of the house, hasn't it?
When plans started utilizing open floor plans, space planning, that furthered that. So not only did the spaces accommodate the larger gatherings, then the community involvement for neighbors, get-togethers, all that stuff is just built on itself. So, they are the center of the home. I mean, I'm like you. I like to eat. And I've been doing it a long time.
Yeah, I've been doing it ever since I was born.
So, get in the kitchen.
Yeah.
That's right.
And what are some of the things, Jacqueline, that you look for in designing? What are some of the questions you may ask customers or some of the things they're looking for?
Yeah, so I like to start by asking my customers a lot of questions and really getting to know them and their needs and how they use the kitchen. There are some people, very few, but really just want to design a kitchen just to look pretty. And they're not going to use it much, but it's a showpiece and they want it to look fancy, but they're not someone who's going to be getting in the oven. Luckily,
really?
Most of my customers are going to be using it. They like to cook. They like to eat. Some things I like to talk about, just like you were saying, how the kitchen isn't what it used to be. I like to talk about what are they going to be using it for? Is this a whole family that's going to be using it for a meeting place? Are they eating their cereal there while mom is on a Zoom call, while dad is, buttoning up some business things before he goes in? It's a completely different space than it used to be.
Yeah, and kitchens need new things, like they need plugins for phones and they need, who knows, maybe they need the wiring in there for the internet. I mean, there's all sorts of different things now that a kitchen wouldn't have had even 15 years ago.
Yeah. Charging stations are real popular, which is an outlet inside the drawer. So you pull the drawer out, the outlet comes with it. All your phones go in there. They're out of sight, out of mind. Yeah, there's a lot of innovations.
That's amazing. So now let's say, Is the sky is pretty much the limit when it comes to what you can do with your kitchen? Let's say that I'm a pizza buff and I wanted a real pizza oven in my kitchen. Can you do that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Explain, maybe you've got some examples of some elaborate kitchens that you've put together.
Well, yeah. So the other limiting factor is budget.
Right.
Budget and imagination. Those are the only two limitations.
Okay.
So there's all different color spectrums you can work with, all different kind of design styles. But as Jacqueline was talking about, the key is making it fit the customer. So when the customer is as broad as you can imagine, then the kitchen can be too. Yeah, we've got all kinds of stories about real elaborate kitchens. And yeah.
I bet you do. Now, do you ever find that a customer just doesn't quite know what they want? They just know they want something? And is that where the design team comes in to help?
Yeah, that seems to happen more often than not.
Really?
And just because it's not something they would know about. There's so many things in kitchens that they're new and exciting, and they have a general idea, but they just have no idea what options are available. So most of our customers know that what they want. They want to change. They want it to function better, but they don't know how to achieve that. So that's where we come in, and we can really explain all the new options that have come out, all the gadgets, all the accessories.
So has anybody ever come up with a decent way to, you know, store chip bags? Because those things just drive me crazy because they're slippery. You can't hold. I mean, it just drives me nuts. Is there anything like that yet?
Just in a drawer.
Just,
a roll out. Something that, the typical answer, something that comes out to you, you don't want to have to go fight to get it.
I know. It's just, I hate that. I hate digging for things. Mm-hmm. I bet you rollout drawers have become really popular, haven't they?
And drawers in general.
Yeah.
We often say that a rollout drawer, which is a drawer behind a door, is less functional than just a regular drawer. So the drawers have gotten bigger as a result of that, and they're less money as well. They're single-handed function as opposed to one hand opening the door, the other opening the drawer. The roll. So again, how do you make the space fit yours? So we could talk about your kitchen. And ways you use the kitchen and how to make that space more effective for you based on your lifestyle. That's your ideal customer.
That's really where it comes in. What are some of the things that you know, when you're talking to a customer and they're looking at this, what are some of their concerns? You know, like right now, I bet you most people are thinking, well, I don't want to start this process because it's Christmas and you're going to tear apart my kitchen. Is there more to it than that, or does it take long? I mean, it's not like they call you and the next thing you know, the sledgehammers are flying, right?
Yeah, the kitchen takes at least a couple of weeks to design generally. I mean, and in addition to that, then you got to put the team in place, and they're all busy right now. So it's never too soon to start, even though you think you don't want your house torn up. You know, if you got the time to look at it, it's not going to happen for a couple of months anyway.
And then how long are you typically without your kitchen once the demolition begins?
As short as possible.
And that's a really good question, and that, again, comes down to working with us, and we can really tell you how to prepare for that, what you need to do, how to prepare, and steps to take to make it as less inconvenient as possible. If you just are doing it yourself, which is possible, but we're really going to help walk you through that process and let you know this is what to expect, this is what's coming next, and this is how you can prepare for that.
Yeah, you wouldn't want me doing your kitchen because you'd want a kitchen when you're done with it. I don't care how many instructions you have. You know, some people are just not good with, you know, woodworking and plumbing and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, bringing that up, there is a lot to a kitchen because you do have electrical, plumbing, cabinets, woodworking, flooring. That's all part of it, isn't it?
It's the most complex room in the house.
It is.
Yeah. And it has to be that way. Everything comes together at the center of the home. I mean, it's going to be that way. Yeah, you're going to have every trade involved in there. So to Jacqueline's point about things to expect, there's all kinds of questions you have to ask. What about the pets? How are we going to handle those while the house is apart? What about the security? And what do you need to feel comfortable with all these trades that you've never met coming into your home? There's a lot. And all it takes is one thing to cause the project to go south. And that's our job.
Yeah, and I was thinking about, I was just, you know, when you said your kitchen, I was envisioning my kitchen. Ours also has the walkout to the patio right there at the kitchen. So you got to consider all those things. You know, that's where we let the dogs out. So it'd be nice to have some place to put their stuff, you know, instead of just throwing it on the floor or whatever. So all those kinds of things can be considered when you're designing a new kitchen, correct?
That's what a pro brings, is all those kind of questions and to get to those and whether they're important to the customer. Yeah.
Yeah, I would think all that would be important because, once again, you want that kitchen to be functional. So what are some of the things you look for in the best kitchen designs?
You know, it might be a rhetorical answer, but if it doesn't fit the needs of the customer, you haven't done them any good. You have to be able to hit their price point, you know, their budget. You have to be able to accommodate a varying flex space. So we often talk about with open floor plans that flex space is the real trick. At one point it's a table, another one it's a desk, and the next thing you know it's a work surface. I mean, so classic design has certain principles that you adhere to, but you bring the innovation into it.
So what do you do when you have the customer that has the grandiose plan but not the grandiose pocketbook or checkbook to get something like this done? That's got to be kind of a difficult thing to bring them back down to what they can really afford.
Yeah, they're you can't blame someone for wanting a dream kitchen, but there are ways.
Yeah.
You can defer some costs, so you build bones and eventually put the flesh on them. So make sure you're starting off right.
Right.
Defer some costs where you can. There's always ways to value engineer a product. There's different price points of cabinets, so you find out what's most important.
There you go. And So what are some of the other things that people should consider if they're looking at redoing their kitchen here maybe in the next few weeks or the few months?
Mm-hmm.
Like how busy are you guys? I mean, how quick can you get to a project? Those kinds of things.
Yeah, the industry's busy. It's stressed.
Yeah.
There's a labor shortage out there. So there's that part of it. The advantage of having somebody that's just off the holidays is they've been in their home for a while. That's what we're running into with the COVID situation. People are in their homes. They're living it. So they have a real good sense of what isn't working. So then you start making sure that you're building those things into it. So to those people that aren't quite ready to go yet, you just put a process in their mind. Start planting seeds. This is what we can do for you. You know.
Yeah, so planting seeds. So that's the other thing. So let's say maybe they're not ready to do it right now. Do you guys come out and do estimates, these kinds of things? So somebody maybe can, you know, like one of our other sponsors, Kurt Rogers, they can get the home equity loan to do this or whatever. But can you guys come out and give somebody an idea what it's going to cost to get this kitchen done before they, you know, pull the trigger?
Yeah, it's a good question. So we talk about pain points. That's one of them. So they want to know what the costs are going to be and what the process is. So we'd recommend they come into the showroom first so that we can do some product selection. Mm-hmm. And after they've gone through a color palette and metal storyboard, then we can bring that into the home where we look at the home and do some cost analysis. So you have to do feasibility studies, you know, cost-benefit analysis. All that stuff is part of the home show, the home visit, excuse me. And so the goal then is to get numbers to them and timelines. Then they're ready to ponder it.
And Jacqueline, is that where you come in? Do you help with those processes as a designer?
Absolutely. So that's where I come in for sure. I work with the customer to find out what their needs are, what their budget is, and really what their ideal space is, and then I help bring it all together.
Oh, that works. So it sounds like you've got a great team. So Neil, how long have you guys been doing this at Enchanted Kitchens?
We're in our current location for the last 5 years. Previous to that, we were at a different location. But yeah, okay. I mean, between Jacqueline and I, we probably got 50 years worth of experience right in front of you here.
Wow. That's a lot. That's something to really draw upon.
They're complex. And,
yeah.
And we've seen all the mistakes. We've seen all the issues. I mean, you've been in a few homes. Maybe you've owned three or four. We've been in hundreds.
Yeah.
So
you've seen a lot of what could possibly go wrong. Or the
right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And right.
That's
yeah.
right.
Exactly. And so you got things like, once again, you got to consider plumbing, electrical, lighting. I just thought about that lighting. You know, mm-hmm. there's nothing worse when you're trying to prepare food and you've got a shadow, you know, and it's right there where you want to work. You guys can kind of foresee all that, right, as you're designing the kitchen?
Yes, absolutely. Lighting is a huge component that is so often overlooked, especially by do-it-yourselfers. They don't even consider that. They just think, oh, this fluorescent light has been here for 50 years. Why would I even think about changing it? But that's something we're going to bring and say, well, where do you need the lighting? Where is the workstation? Where are you going to be standing? Where is that lighting going to be shining on you when you're working? So that's a big, big part of it.
Yeah, it's got to be. So as we wrap up here, what are some of the things that if I'm thinking about doing my kitchen that, Neil, that you'd like to put into their mind before they call you?
It's a big picture stuff. There's color palette. There's the so when we go into home, we're commonly looking at furniture pieces, paint that they've got in the home. So there's all those aesthetic things. There's how their lifestyle is and whether that's going to be changing. So we often consider that if you're going to sell the home within 5 years, you're going to do it with an eye towards resale. If you're going to be in it for longer, you do it entirely for yourself. So, how long are you going to be in the home? If they can start to frame those things for us, then we can make it fit to them. A lot of questions, Dan.
Oh, yeah. And for the holidays, you still don't have the free Star Trek replicators, do you?
You asked about that earlier. No, we're working on that.
Oh, yeah? Okay, because to me, that would be the ideal kitchen. So hey, guys, I really appreciate you stopping by. Neil Priester. and Jacqueline Durant.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you so much for coming by. Neil, if people want to get a hold of you over at Enchanted Kitchens, where do they call?
303-376-7588, or we're at neil@enchantedkitchens.net.
neil@enchantedkitchens.net.
Yep.
Wonderful. Well, guys, thank you very much, and thanks for coming in, and have a very Merry Christmas.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks.
And you're listening to Haystack Help Radio. Dan Muir for Scott Wiley. We'll be right back.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable interest mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireService.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to the show. We appreciate you being with us. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. We're glad to have our good friend Alan Stack back in studio with us, Stack Optical. Alan, how are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing great.
You know, first of all, before we get started with everything, I want to say thank you for helping Victoria, my wife, out. We were in recently, and Victoria had LASIK, I want to say probably 10 years ago, but now just reading, it's just been more difficult for her, and she's been doing the inexpensive reading glasses and all the things, and now those begin to not work, and then you got to keep buying those, wondering where you put them, all the different things. So finally I said, hey, try the progressive ones like Alan made for me. You'll love them. So she came over, and you guys were great at taking time to help her find a frame, because I know my wife, she's going to look through every frame you have and then some. But you did a good, great job there. And then, you know, with these progressive lenses, and maybe we'll start with this a little bit, you need as much lens as possible because of that.
In a lot of these new styles, you know, well, actually, I take that back, because now we can pretty much do any shape. I mean, the big lenses are back, and then the skinny lenses. But when you start getting those really narrow lenses, it makes it difficult. Yes, they do make progressives that are, they call it a short corridor.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's such a small area to be able to look at a computer, or being able to read with, that, you know, we need to be involved in that frame selection.
Right.
And advise you on, you know, why you want to go this way versus that way. So you have enough area in the lens that you've got a good distance, a nice intermediate area for the computer, as well as for reading.
Sure. And then what you were able to do is, because the frame she liked, the lenses were a little bit smaller than she liked, and even for her face style, much less for the what you need there to do the progressive lens, but you just took some tape and put around the bottom of them and gave her the shape lenses where she could kind of get an idea what they look
like on
her face.
What they're going to look, because I had to custom make them.
And then custom, and that's really the point. When we say custom glasses, this isn't just you choose a color. I mean,
right. Yeah, she found a frame that she really liked, but the lens itself was a little bit narrow.
Right.
And in order to accommodate that progressive and make it functional for
sure,
that I enlarged the lens, you know, on the they call it the B measurement, the up and down measurement.
Yeah. So anyway, great job, and she's
well,
very
thank
happy.
You very much.
Not running into anything anymore and all that. So now, great time of year as well. And matter of fact, I was just in Breckenridge, and boy, looking around up there, wow, that is so bright. So let's talk about the sunglasses a little bit and the importance of those.
And probably what you were doing up there, a gray lens would have been great. But let's say you were golfing up there. Well, if you use that gray lens, it's going to darken those shadows. It's going to make it hard to find the ball. So in that situation, you'd want to use a brown lens. I have a great sunglass lens that I use that changes color. So it starts off as a medium brown. Then if it's really bright out there, it actually starts to darken for you. And that's a great golf lens. But I find myself using it all the time for driving.
Right. And the Stack Sports Pack is kind of what we fit these into. And where you've got the same
frame. That's another option, yes. You know, if you you decide, hey, I want to do some shooting and I want to do some golfing, maybe I want to do some biking and that type of thing. We've got this, they call it the Stack Sports Pack, where they have interchangeable lenses. So I'll make a set of lenses for this particular situation you're in, or I'll make another pair for biking, another one custom made for shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just interchange the lenses in the same frame. What's neat about that type of frame, too, is it's adjustable in the field.
Yep.
So, you know, you can adjust the bridge, you can adjust behind the ears if you need to tighten it up because you're going to do something real active. But if you're driving, you can loosen them up, make them more comfortable.
And here, I mean, you may change those lenses two or three times in a day.
Yeah,
I mean,
depending on what you're doing. If you're a very active guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, Alan Stack is with us. It is Stack Optical, and they are located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway. Very easy to get to, convenient parking. You can't get closer to the front door unless you drive through the window, okay? I mean, really.
Don't do that.
Yeah, but you got about 20 feet maybe. So, I mean, very easy parking, a lot of parking, free parking. And
that's probably one of the biggest thing that people come back, have been coming to me for 40 years is, oh, man, the parking compared to my old place in Cherry Creek.
Sure.
So, no, that was one of the reasons we picked this place.
Absolutely. Another thing we want to touch on today is your eye exams. And, you know, we all get that physical, hopefully, you know, once a year. And but, man, unless something is hurting with our eyes, we kind of tend to neglect them.
Exactly. And that's why that, you know, depending on your age, if you're over 50, you know, a yearly eye exam. You know, because we can catch stuff early and get it taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just for the prescription change. You know, say, well, I see fine. Well, there are people out there. It's like an early cataract just slowly grows, and all of a sudden you get diminished vision, but you don't realize it. Do you go in for the eye exam? It's like, oh, wow, I could see better. Well, we get rid of that cataract, you can.
Sure. Now, when they, Victoria was asking me when we got out, because they dilated her eyes
right.
for that. You don't do that with everyone. What is the, just for education, the purpose behind that?
Typically, you want to get dilated every couple years. You don't have to do that every year. But the dilation, you know, the doc still looks in the eye even when it's not dilated. But the dilation gives them such a larger field of that retina.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make sure nothing's going on. So it's a good idea every couple years to get dilated. You don't have to get dilated every time.
Right. And one thing, another thing I love about your shop is, I mean, you stay out there on the cutting edge, so to speak, in styles and frames and all the different things. And so...
I probably get about a half a dozen journals a month that I have to go through and see what, you know, latest trends and that type of thing.
And whenever you do take on a new line or something, usually your Facebook page has it. So I want to let everybody know, hey, follow you at Facebook, Stack Optical.
Yeah. We take pictures of that and we post it on Facebook. So people kind of get an idea of what we're carrying, what the new styles are.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned with computers too. Do you normally or sometimes will a client need progressive, like for their normal everyday life, so to speak, out
that's
about.
A really good point,
and
Scott.
Then some just specifically for sitting in front of a computer 10 hours.
There are so many different types of progressives out there that we go through and we design different kind of a corridors, and what that means is to give you more of the intermediate, more of the reading, maybe less of the distance, maybe just a little bit of distance in there to walk around the office.
Mm-hmm.
But the main part of that lens is, let's say you have two or three screens that you're looking at. You know, you want to be able to see all those. You still got to point your nose at what you look at, but it's got a much larger field of view. And we make quite a few different types of computer glasses.
Right.
And then we make office glasses. We can make hobby glasses. You know, somebody who's a woodworker, he needs a lot of intermediate.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we got to look at materials because we want to have the safety aspect too.
Sure.
You know, all the different frames that would go along with that type of thing.
You know, another thing I want to bring up, a few minutes left here, but online sales with mm-hmm. glasses. I've got a couple of friends. I got a friend of mine in Dallas, owns a mattress store. Now, Amazon selling mattresses.
Right.
And they're selling the same kind of brand name, and they're just killing them. I mean, they're retailing them what this guy's having to pay for them, you know, at cost. And so But eyeglasses are a very difficult thing to
see,
buy.
See, it's more
online.
Of a service yeah. than it is a product. You've got to really know what you're doing when you're designing a pair of eyewear. You can't just do that online. You know, they're not sitting there talking about your lifestyle. They don't see that, hey, you've got one eye, it's a little bit higher than the other. And they don't go over all the different products and make good recommendations.
Yeah. So get
then
the
it comes
service.
To the fit.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, my gosh, you know.
Yeah. No, and your ladies, they're in the office because you were right. out that day. I mean, there's some things where, boy, at first, the fit, and, man, she took back and tweaked something. And then Victoria said, okay, now here's one more deal. And,
right.
And, I mean, in really 2.5 minutes, done.
And, right. And you can't do that on the internet.
Right. Absolutely. Get by and see Alan. Again, he's got a great team there as well. Now, if you're going to be doing something with shooting, and if you're into shooting and you want to check out the Stack Sports Pack and check into those, make sure when you call and schedule your eye exam for $69 that you let them know that you need Alan there as well, because Alan needs to be there to kind of fit you for those lenses when you're doing things with shooting. And, yes, you can bring your weapon into the store because that's the best way Alan can really check out to see how you're aiming. But please, and we stress this, make sure it's unloaded and make sure you let them know, again, that Alan needs to be there for you. It's a $69 eye exam. Once everything you need, really, contacts, the progressives we were talking about. And Alan, real quick, we'll touch on repairs.
Oh,
man,
yeah.
You got your own repair lab.
Exactly. So if somebody has a broken frame, you can bring it in. If I can't repair it, I can take those lenses and hand edge them into another frame.
Okay, good deal. So get by and see Alan. Check them out on Facebook, Stack Optical. And once again, they're located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway. Free parking, great service. 303-321-1578. 303-321-1578. You can also follow them at Stack Optical. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
You go to the grocery store to buy ice cream and end up with a dislocated shoulder. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesch of Flesch & Beck Law has one goal, to make sure you get the medical care you need without worrying about the cost. Your first reaction when you slip and fall tends to be embarrassment and avoidance. You hustle up to get off the floor, tell everyone you're fine, and go home in a hurry. Then, once the adrenaline wears off, you start to realize that you're not fine after all. You end up in the emergency room needing rotator cuff surgery. Suddenly, you're facing upwards of $50,000 in hospital bills, all because of a shopping trip. KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesch, will prove the place of business created a dangerous condition, holding them accountable for your medical expenses so you can focus only on getting the treatment you need. Call today for a free, no-obligation consultation. 303-806-8886. Flesch and Beck Law. They get results.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. And not just my friends, but truly, the staff at Lone Tree feels like part of our family. Since 2002, they have provided the very best care for our pets. What we love about Lone Tree Vet is the services they provide covers all of our needs, from preventative care, dentistry, pain management, cardiology, dermatology, and eye care, as well as emergency and critical care. They also offer veterinary surgery and orthopedic care. And when you need to get away, they have a fantastic boarding lodge and a cat boarding lodge that is amazing. If your pet gets to go along, they can even assist you with your travel health certificates. And when your dog needs a little extra instruction, check out the K9 Academy. They helped us so much when we got a new puppy last year. And then, of course, there is the spectacular grooming salon that you and your pet will love. All of this and more at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Oh, and check out the blogs to help you become a better parent at LoneTreeVet.com. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe that all pets deserve to have a good life. Call 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. It's just one stop and all the care you need.
You have this box at home filled with random pieces of old jewelry, some of which you inherited from a family member and all of which you aren't using. You don't want to get rid of it because many of the pieces have sentimental value, but you don't really know how much they're worth. You don't even know which pieces are real. Bring that box, all of it, to Jesse and his team at Littleton Jewelry. They will take a look at everything for free. They'll let you know what's real and what's not, and they'll give you estimates. Then you decide what you want to do. Sell the pieces to Littleton Jewelry for a fair price. Sit down with Apri to start working on a new custom design created from the old pieces. Get appraisals from Jesse and his team on the more valuable items to protect them in case of theft. Whatever you decide, don't leave them just sitting in that box forever. Find out what you have. Set up a private appointment with Jesse and his team at Littleton Jewelry today. Custom jewelry for life.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. It's now Nutrition and Wellness with Dr. Mark Riggs, brought to you by 5280 Functional Medicine, where there is a better way to take control of your health. Dr. Riggs, welcome back. How are you doing today, sir?
Doing great, Dan. How are you?
Doing really, really well, considering. I hate all this COVID stuff and everything that's going on. But anyway, hey, you've got some great year-end specials coming up and some nice things that you're doing for your client, current clients and new clients.
That's correct, yeah. So we're offering free 15-minute phone strategy sessions for any new patient, any existing patient, anybody that's, you know, wherever you're at in your health journey and making health goals and obtaining those goals, we're here for you. You give us a call at 720-722-0386. You'll be able to schedule a time to speak with one of the doctors for 15 minutes. And again, it's just a strategy session. It's here's what's going on with me and what are your suggestions as far as first, second, third step, as far as obtaining those health goals I had for myself. So for example, if you're somebody that's suffering with cardiovascular problems, right? You have history of hypertension. Your doctor tells you you need to get it under control. Otherwise, you're going to bump up your medication dose, or if you have blood sugar issues, if you have thyroid issues, if you have, you know, lots of patients coming in lately with chronic fatigue and, you know, exercise intolerance, things like that. What we will do, we'll take an abbreviated history since we only have 15 minutes. A typical initial session is 90 minutes, which okay. We go much deeper into that health history after we have our patients fill out more comprehensive paperwork that dives into a lot of those lifestyle factors that could be lending themselves to symptoms, these overt symptoms that patients experience that drive them to the doctor. And we, you know, usually it's either, you know, pain or vanity, right? But yeah. It can be also things like fatigue. Gosh, I just feel like from the time I wake up to the time I go to bed, my butt is just dragging. So you call up. You can schedule your 15-minute phone session for free with one of the doctors, not a medical assistant, not a physician's assistant, not a nurse, but an actual doctor,
okay.
My wife or I. And the purpose of the strategy session, again, is just collect that brief history, and then we can expand more on it when we have you fill out the full paperwork. But then based on that history and a patient's main complaint, whatever that may be, it could have been one of those things that I just mentioned, what might be your first, second, third step going forward in achieving your goals of eliminating those symptoms and actually getting healthy, right? So it's not just about eliminating symptoms, because our conventional medical system does that fairly effectively, right? We live in a symptom-obsessed society, oh, yeah. And our medical culture and our medical model is almost exclusively dealing in symptom management. Nothing wrong with that on the surface, but if that's all we're doing, if all we're doing is we're concerned in masking a patient's symptoms and not actually getting you well, right? So just because, for example, just because you have hypertension and you're taking Losartan, for example, that doesn't mean you're even Steven. That doesn't mean you're healthy, right? So it, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know exactly
so
what you're saying.
You've still got the underlying problem. That's why you still need the drug, right? And you'll continue to need the drug because the problem is still there.
Yeah, the drugs don't solve the problem, correct?
Right.
They mask whatever it might be that's affecting you as far as pain goes, maybe, let's say.
Right. I mean, if you're dealing with like an acute infection, if you're dealing with some sort of infection, you cut your finger, you've got an infection, it gets bad, you take an antibiotic, and you heal up, you're better, and you're done.
Right.
Right? That's an example. That's an example of the drug doing its job and the taken for a short period of time and it's over. But again, in today's society, most of the things that kill us and most of the things that cause patients to be, what we refer to as the walking wounded, not something that's going to put you in the hospital, but something that you're just going to be living with and it's going to sap your quality of life. Those things are generally lifestyle induced. They're complex. They're complicated. They're due to environmental factors, not just genetic factors, right? So it's complicated stuff. And maybe 200 years ago, when our, 200-300 years ago, when our conventional, allopathic medicine model was born, more people were dying of those acute infections and traumas, and much less people were dying of, obesity and diabetes. Correct. And heart disease, right? That's not the case anymore. Now we're killing ourselves. We're through lifestyle-induced mechanisms. And it's our lifestyle factors that's driving this. And it's addressing those lifestyle factors that is our only hope in reversing these issues. It is never going to be found in a pill, and it's never going to be found, in an injection or anything else. It's not a quick fix. It's a multifaceted approach that requires patients to obtain and seek a multifaceted treatment approach from whatever provider they're seeking. And that is what our practice, 5280 Functional Medicine, offers. We are a functional medicine practice. Functional medicine is really what are the underlying causes of this person that came in presenting with chronic fatigue or weight gain or psoriasis or whatever the case may be, chronic pain, neuropathy, painful neuropathy. What may be some of the underlying causes and contributors, factors? What were some of the triggers and antecedents to some of these issues? This is what functional medicine seeks to obtain. Conventional medicine doesn't seek to obtain that information. Conventional medicine seeks to cover up your symptoms and provide you with symptomatic relief. Again, there's nothing wrong with that statement on the surface, but when that's all that's happening, that's very problematic. There needs to be, at some point in time, someone who is trained in functional medicine to evaluate what's going on underneath to see if we could find some significant and long-lasting relief to those symptoms by addressing the underlying causes. Then you'll actually be healthy at the end of that journey, at the end of that time taken with that provider who can educate you on what's going on inside your body, therefore leveraging you to make healthier lifestyle choices. Because again, it comes back to these lifestyle factors. For most chronic diseases, the scientific literature concludes that for most diseases of chronic, multifaceted nature, our risk for developing those diseases is over 90% based on lifestyle factors, and less than 10% is contingent on your genetics. So the scapegoat of just blaming bad genes no longer applies. We know that's not the case. So anyway, that is the purpose of the strategy session. It's the purpose of our entire practice. We're trying to reach people who are desperately seeking answers. And if only they had those answers, they would do whatever it takes to, get themselves healthy. And it is... our patients do put in work, right? It's work to have to change your lifestyle, to have to change the food that you eat day to day, to attempt to make changes in your physical activity. That's all an active involvement, right? Conventional medicine doesn't much care for that because compliance is low, they know, right? So, and it is. I mean, we're looking for patients who are committed to making changes. If only I had some direction, right?
Exactly.
We're here to offer that direction. We're here to explain and to educate. Doctor means educator, and I really firmly stand by that and apply that in our practice. Both my wife and I, and our health coach Bryn, she does a tremendous job in educating our patients in, various stress management techniques and nutritional approaches and all those things of that nature that really help. Really help bridge the gap in between, what my wife and I do with our patients and our patients' success. So I can't say enough about health coaching and the job that Bryn is able to do for us. But really, yeah, we're in these last few weeks of this trying 2020 year, we're really trying to reach out to as many patients as we possibly can who, you know, are suffering. Either, you know, they're suffering emotionally, there's, you know, stress and finances. We get it. We really get it. We feel everyone's pain. And we're trying to do everything we can since the conception of our practice to keep things affordable for everybody, not just very wealthy people. We're trying to, again, educate and explain as best we can, because that's something that's very much lacking in our conventional healthcare system. You try to ask your doctor any question and you kind of get blown off.
Oh yeah.
You know, you bring up your concerns and don't worry about that. Right. They just kind of shut you down. We want to be there for patients who are desperately seeking a type of practitioner that they've never met before. And so that is part of the reason why we decided, you know what, let's start advertising that we're going to be offering these free 15-minute phone strategy sessions for any new patient, any existing patient that wants to get back on the wagon, that wants to reestablish care, that wants to, you know, get things back on track and a good trajectory for this new year. Why, let's wipe the slate clean and try to forget about 2020 as best we can and start fresh this new year. And it starts with potentially some advanced testing. So the other deal, aside from the 15-minute free strategy session with the doctors at our office, my wife and I, we're also offering $50 off. I mentioned last time, $50 off of our advanced cardiovascular testing, which we had a great response from last show. And we're also offering $50 off of our hormone testing, right? And there's two types. We offer very comprehensive thyroid hormone testing,
okay,
which is taken with a blood sample, which we can draw in office, or you can visit your lab core near you and we can send you the requisition form. And then there's sex hormone and stress hormone testing, which is a separate test. And that is done with urine strips. So you don't even have to get poked for the stress and sex hormone portion that we offer. So $50 off of both of those tests through the end of the year. And I just wanted to share who might be a candidate for this type of testing,
okay,
right? So we have many patients come in, like I mentioned, with chronic fatigue or weight gain or, you know, brain fog or depression. And one of the first things that we do is we test the thyroid. The thyroid is an endocrine organ that's located at the base of your neck, in the front of your neck, in between your collarbones. And it secretes thyroid hormone. And thyroid hormone is basically, it stimulates every cell in the entire body to upregulate its metabolism. So the thyroid, in essence, is your body's thermostat, right?
I did not know that.
Yeah. So when you know, the body keeps things in fine balance, and when it starts sensing lower levels of thyroid hormone, it sends a signal back to the thyroid to kick out more thyroid hormone and boost our metabolism. Now, there are, again, many lifestyle-induced issues that pop up from living our day-to-day lives, whether, you know, it's a number of different things. And diagnosing patterns of thyroid dysfunction is a lot more complicated than it's currently than is currently being done in conventional offices. So typically, patient comes in with fatigue, brain fog, weight gain. A doctor, an astute physician, might say, okay, well, maybe I suspect hypothyroidism.
Okay.
Underperforming thyroid gland, right? Leading to suppression and depression of your cognitive function, your metabolism, which is why you gain weight, even liver function, which is why some of these patients have higher levels of cholesterol and LDL. So hypothyroidism is something we check out, and even with patients with dyslipidemia and high cholesterol. But what they're running is a marker called TSH. It stands for thyroid-stimulating hormone, and it is not a thyroid hormone. It is a hormone released by the pituitary. It's a pituitary hormone. And in a perfect system, the pituitary in the brain talks to the thyroid. That signal is TSH, telling the thyroid to spit out more T4, thyroid hormone. And when there's enough T4 in the blood, the body sends a signal back to the brain saying, shut her down. We're good.
Okay.
For now, right? And so that's how things maintain and balance. It's a negative feedback loop, and it acts just like the thermostat in your house.
That's amazing.
Right. And there's a lot of those going on in the body. I'm just talking about thyroid.
Okay.
And so in a perfect system, TSH is a great proxy marker for how much thyroid hormone is in the body, because if TSH is between, let's say, 0.5 and 4.5, maybe you're good, right? That's the conventional range. It's about 0.5 to 4.5. Whatever that means to people listening. It probably doesn't mean much. But if you're in that range, most doctors say, well, I think you're fine. You're normal. You're within range. That's not a problem. Well, unfortunately, in going back and examining the cohort of people studied to create that reference range, scientists and researchers determined that a significant portion of the pool of patients used in that to make that reference range had thyroid disease. So that skewed the range up way higher than it probably should be. So patients really should be between about 0.5 and 2. Now, this is according to me, right?
Okay.
And the optimal, what I've seen is optimal. And when it starts getting closer to 3, that's suboptimal. I begin seeing dysfunction. That's been my experience in my clinical practice and others that practice functional medicine and authors that talk about thyroid disease. So basically, the very initial step that conventional practitioners and your doctor right now is using to evaluate your whether or not you have hypothyroidism or not is flawed from the get-go, right? The very first step is flawed, because if you're at 3 or 3.5 or 4 or 4.5, your doctor says you're fine when you're not fine. That's aside from the fact that in my practice, my wife and I have both tested patients. Since all we do is run advanced thyroid panels, 3/4 of the time, when the TSH is perfectly normal, there's dysfunction elsewhere in these advanced biomarkers that we run on our patients. So I can't stress it enough. It's incredibly important for patients who have been told by their doctors, maybe you just feel off, and maybe you feel off and you've gone to your doctor and told them about it. Maybe you feel off, you've gone to your doctor, they've actually run blood work. I can almost guarantee you the blood work has not been comprehensive. And that's just based on most of the patients that come in to see me have been down that road already. They've felt off. They've told their doctor about it. Their doctor's run blood work. It's just been insufficient blood work. It's not comprehensive enough. Most doctors never run the free thyroid hormones. They just run total thyroid hormones, if they do at all. Most doctors don't run reverse T3. Most doctors don't run thyroid binding globulin. They don't run anti-TPO antibodies, anti-TG antibodies. And these all constitute a comprehensive thyroid blood panel that must be run, because here's a scary stat. 90% of patients in the United States suffering from hypothyroidism have the autoimmune form of hypothyroidism called Hashimoto's thyroiditis. One of the only ways to test for Hashimoto's is to run blood antibodies, those anti-TPO and anti-TG antibodies that I mentioned. And guess what's not part of a standard of care thyroid panel?
Those tests.
So that should blow your mind if you're listening closely right now, because that means that our conventional system could be missing over 90% of the hypothyroid patients that are out there, and guess who find their way to our office? These types of patients.
Well, that's really good, because a lot of times I know people with thyroid issues, they don't ever seem to be better.
Right. And again, these patients with thyroid issues, you might have fatigue, you might have brain fog, you might have depression, you might have constipation, you might have high cholesterol, dry skin, brittle nails, thinning hair. Any of these things, or a combination of these things. It could just be one of those things. We've had patients that test positive for hypothyroidism. And then it's not just if you have a normal functioning thyroid or you have hypothyroidism, but we find out, again, the advanced labs that we run clue us into what flavor of hypothyroidism you have. Where is that dysfunction coming from? That's crucial to understand and to know as the provider, as the practitioner, because that allows my wife and I to tailor the treatment plan for what's dysfunctional, for the specifically to the patient. Right now, it's what's your TSH? If your TSH is high, you must have hypothyroidism. If your TSH is low, you must have hyperthyroidism. And the treatment for hypothyroidism is we give you Synthroid. The treatment for hyperthyroidism is we burn out the thyroid or cut it out, and then we give you Synthroid. So the treatment either way is Synthroid. It's just whether or not you need that extra surgery if you have hyperthyroidism. So it's not the treatment is not exactly nuanced. It's very much a shotgun based approach, and most people get treated very similarly.
So there's got to be a better way than the Synthroid thing.
Yeah, there's a better way, and it starts with the diagnosis. Okay. We've got to find out what's going on with the thyroid, and if there's something going on, what type of thyroid dysfunction do you have? And then we can tailor a treatment strategy specifically for that type of dysfunction. It's not just about flooding the system with more thyroid hormone because, again, just like any drug, there's always a risk for adverse effects. Oh, yeah. So that's the long and short of the benefit of our advanced comprehensive thyroid blood panel. Call us 720-722-0386. Ask about our comprehensive thyroid blood panel. Super simple. We can draw you ourselves. We can send it out to be, we can send you to your local LabCorp to be drawn. We get the results. We go over them with you, and boom, we're off and running with a treatment strategy that is, the foundation is based on nutrition and lifestyle factors first, because that causes the most interference with your thyroid. If it is a situation where your thyroid truly isn't pumping out enough T4 and that's all that's wrong with you, Synthroid may be an option, but it may not be. There may be something that might work better or alternatively to that. So let's find out what camp you're in, what type of thyroid dysfunction you have. And then with the remaining minutes here, to talk about our comprehensive sex and stress hormone testing. I've mentioned this before on the radio. It's called the Dutch test. It stands for dried urine test for comprehensive hormones. So again, give us a call if you're interested. If you suspect there's any weirdness going on in you, I mean, honestly, Dan, most people that come to our office or that email us or call us, the conversation starts off with, something feels off. Something yeah. feels strange. I'm irritable. Whatever the case may be, I'm noticing these signs, these symptoms. My doctor's telling me something's off, but he or she doesn't exactly know what's going on, what to do. They ran my blood levels of estrogen and testosterone and progesterone and, can't really find anything wrong. Again, this is an advanced test. This is not standard of care. Standard of care is just what insurance will pay for. And that's okay. This is what most conventional doctors have been schooled in. This is what's been around for a very long time, not exactly cutting edge information. What our practice is able to utilize is this cutting edge evidence-based stuff that's newer, right? That might not have been taught in medical school, that might not have matriculated down into practices, conventional practices yet, but we as functional medicine people keep our finger on the pulse of what's going on and what are the best, most effective, most cutting edge, most evidence-based methods of determining normal physiology from dysfunctional physiology. And these are the tools that we use. So trust me when I say that we have gone out of our way to extensively research these means of diagnosis to vet them for their evidence-based efficacy. And they truly are. And so they can truly shed light onto what's going on with your adrenal glands, your stress hormones, your melatonin. Do you have insomnia? Do you have sleep dysfunction? Trouble waking? Do you wake up at 3 a.m., can't get back to sleep? Are you waking up multiple times throughout the night? Are you having trouble getting to sleep? What we find in this advanced hormone analysis clues us into, oh, okay, so this is how her body is releasing stress hormone. No wonder why she's got insomnia in the middle of the night, because her cortisol, her circadian rhythm is completely backwards. And here's what we need to do based on these results and based on the history that you've provided me. Here's what we need to do to start taking steps to restore proper sleep. Here's what we're going to do about proper sleep hygiene. Here's what we're going to do about potentially supplementing. Here's what we're going to do about your nutrition, particularly at night before you go to bed, or whatever the case may be, right? So it does an incredibly deep dive into what's going on with a person's stress hormone production and release and metabolism. Lots of information that you don't get from a standard blood test or even a saliva test. This measures sex hormones, this measures their metabolites, this measures stress hormones and melatonin, and everything all in one. Blood tests don't do it, saliva tests don't do it, 24-hour urine tests don't do it. This desiccated urine test, this dried urine test for comprehensive hormones, is the only test that does it all in one shebang, and you don't have to carry around a gallon jug of your own urine.
That's good.
And you don't have to get stuck with a needle, and you don't have you don't have to spit in five different tubes. It's a urine test. You let it dry. You ship it out. We get the results back. We go over it. Another really neat feature of the Dutch test is for either men or women, we can determine how much free testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, DHEA, and the metabolites of all of those. What does the metabolites mean? It means basically the chemicals that matriculate out of the glands that directly use that substrate. So how much is actually being utilized by the effector tissues, right? That's important to know. What is a blood test measuring? A blood test is measuring the amount of bound up hormone floating through the bloodstream in transit at any given moment in time. Not exactly a great reflection of what's actually being utilized and metabolized by the effector tissue. So we got to have this extra information. We've got to. It's very, very important. The blood testing is a decent reflection of production. If your doctor suspects you might have an insufficient production of testosterone from your testes or estrogen and progesterone from your ovaries, but not exactly a great reflection of what's being utilized in the tissue that need it.
Ah, okay.
Right? So that's the big key, and that's the importance of the metabolites. This dried urine test for comprehensive hormones measures these hormone levels, the metabolized hormones. It also measures how you are breaking down your estrogens, ladies. So there are protective types of estrogen metabolites, and there are harmful, cancerous, proliferative estrogen metabolites. And we want to know whether you are considering hormone replacement therapy, or your doctor is pushing you for hormone replacement therapy, or you're already on hormone replacement therapy. Is that appropriate for you? Are you producing an excessive amount of estrogen and particularly harmful estrogen metabolites? And this test also measures your ability to eliminate hormones from your system, right? So with regards to hormones, and then we'll wrap up, we think about it in terms of PTSD, production, transportation, sensitization, and detoxification. Or elimination, right?
Okay.
The D is detoxification. That is how our body is able to eliminate them. And the last part of the test measures our ability to methylate and eliminate hormones from the system, which allows us to get rid of them as they are supposed to be eliminated so that they don't recirculate and cause problems. So please, anybody out there that might be interested, 720-722-0386. Our practice is 5280 Functional Medicine. We'd love to help you.
Dr. Riggs, thank you very much. Have a great afternoon, everybody.